Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It. We're brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. We are in the kickoff show of a month of shows about guns, mental health, and violence. We're joined today by Thomas Armenta. He's a mental health counselor, master of social work. Appreciate you coming aboard today, Thomas.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And it's fun because it's been a chance for both of us to kind of explore something that's new to us, but perhaps still very important in terms of our mental health populations and also maybe in terms of our keeping our community safe and happy.
Exactly.
Whether that's happy, well-armed or or safe, you know, whatever that means.
Uh-huh.
So it's an interesting month, and it's going to be an interesting series of conversations that we have. Make sure, you know, tune into all these on Let's Talk About It, and we'll see what we can sort out. And again, email us because we'd love to hear from you. Okay? So welcome back. Now, you know, 300 million guns, 80 million gun owners, it's really hard to kind of get my head around it. And when I look at those big national numbers, what if we look at some of the local demographics and kind of filter it that way? Maybe that'll help us kind of hone in on what we're talking about here. Now, are we're still a rural community? Is that
yes?
We're hanging on to that label as the suburban creep. You know,
we're the boonies no matter what.
Ouch. In fact, we are. Does being rural change the risk pattern of guns?
What some of the research has showed, you know, the studies is that with gun use, the preponderance of actually having suicides is higher in rural communities than it is in urban areas. You know, and you would, and then the statistics for homicide is higher in the urban areas with guns than it is in the rural areas. So, yeah, down here you would actually see that there'd be a higher rate of suicides due to gun use.
Because of our rural nature.
Yeah.
Now, some of that may be mitigated culturally, one would suspect, because we also are predominantly Hispanic and predominantly Catholic behind that Hispanic.
Yeah.
And that might be a resilience factor.
Exactly. Exactly. And actually, you know, would be one of the, in terms of if you're going to be doing a safety risk assessment for the county, that would be one of the things to hold on to, the fact of the religious belief.
Well, and I keep going back to, you know, just kind of tracking, you know, I follow local media enough that I'm kind of aware when somebody's hurt with a gun. And it's just not that common.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been identified by all sorts of government agencies as a drug corridor. And I think anybody who lives here who, is involved with human services certainly recognizes that drugs are moving through our community all the time and leaving tremendous impacts. And people who are involved in those types of things, typically it's gangs, typically it's syndicates, other things like that. Does that increase our risk? Is that part of this kind of understanding our local community with guns?
Well, you know, you're going to, I mean, there's, you know, when you have a situation of the mix between the drugs and then the weapons, that it's not that you're going to see it like you know, hyper reality, but you know, it's there. You know, it touches our lives one way or another.
So it is a risk.
Yeah, it is a risk because you know, if somebody has weapons and they've been using meth and haven't slept for 2 or 3 days,
you don't want to knock on the door and ask for a cup of sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, as a matter of fact, because of this, I've personally experienced this where my nephew was murdered. He was murdered in 96 from somebody who was, on meth and had not slept for several days and had been looking for him. And so, like I said, you know, it touches our lives. So statistically, it may be something small, but there is an impact on the community.
So people who are involved in drug trafficking are commonly armed.
Are commonly armed.
Now, they're not going to... Random violence isn't good for business. Is that fair? That's probably fair.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to deliberately be shooting guns all over the place, mm-hmm. because ultimately that draws way too much attention.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kind of mm-hmm. logically figure out where they're at.
Yeah.
However, they have guns.
Exactly.
And they have drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad combination.
Exactly.
So there are some risks there.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.